This is Rabbi Nathanael Bruin, Congregation Brothers of Israel, Long Branch, New Jersey. Recording for Tuesday, March 19th, 2019. We are on Yud Gimel Amud Aleph 13a from the Mishnah Ve'elu to Yom HaKippurim. It is the blue text on the source sheet. So to begin the chapter of Ve'elu Hein Halokin, these are, so basically the Mishnah has a list of people who violate certain averas, certain transgressions, and get whipped for that transgression. So we begin the list. Ve'elu hein halokin. These are the people who receive lashes. Haba al achoso. Somebody who has relations with his sister. Ve'al achos aviv, your father's sister, which is your aunt. Ve'al achos imo, which is your mother's sister, your aunt from your mother's side. Ve'al achot ishto, your sister's wife, which is your sister-in-law through your wife. Ve'al eshet achiv, that is your brother's wife, your sister-in-law from your brother. Ve'al eshet achi aviv, the wife of your father's brother, which is your aunt. Ve'al hanida, somebody has a relationship with a woman who is menstruating. Almana lechohen gadol. An almana, this is a widow, is prohibited from the Kohen Gadol, from the high priest. A regular Kohen can marry a widow, but not a divorcee. A Kohen Gadol cannot marry a widow as well. So an almana, a widow, and a Kohen Gadol who have relations get whipped. Grusha v'chalutza l'Kohen Hedyot. If a regular Kohen has relations with a divorcee or a chalutza, a chalutza is a woman who did not want to perform yibum. Her husband died. She did not have children. So she is at some level bound in yibum and levirate marriage to her brother-in-law. Should she wish not to, she performs it's like a little bit very similar to a gerushin, to a get, to a divorce from the intended brother-in-law from the yabam. So the Gerusha and a Chalutza to a Kohen Hedyot have relations, they get whipped. Mamzeret Unisina li Yisrael. If a Jewish male has relations with a female Mamzeret, which is a bastard, right? A product of a union that the Torah describes as an Erva, prohibited in that category. A child resulting from that union would become a mamzer. And the sin, the people from the Givonim, we weren't sure if they were Jewish or not. Therefore, they couldn't have relations with them either. The reverse, of course, as well. Bat Yisrael, a Jewish woman, the nesin or the mamzer, to a nesin, a male Givonite, or the Jewish male bastard, the mamzer. Any of those, right, you participate, you have relationships with any of those, right, men or women, vice versa, loken you get, you receive lashes. The Mishnah then adds that almana ugrusha, right, if, I guess the Kohen Gadol has relations with a woman who is both a widow and a divorcee, right, she has two previous husbands, chayav and alem ishum shnei shemos, so you get, you're liable because of each name, right? The name of the widow and the name of divorcee. So you get two sets of lashes, it seems, from the Mishnah. Grusha v'chalutza. But if a woman was both a divorcee and had performed chalitza, enuchayev ela mishum achat bilvad. Then you only get one prohibition, right? A grusha and a chalutza, divorcee, and a woman who performed chalitza, much, much more similar to each other than a woman who is an almana and a grusha, number one. Number two, right, grusha and chalutza are prohibited to the regular Kohen. The almana is additional for the widow's additional prohibition for the Kohen Gadol. We now return back to our list of things that you do, you get whipped for. Out of the context of, right, prohibited relationships and into the context of the holy. Hatameh she'achal es ha-kodesh. All right, so somebody who is tame, right, an individual who came in contact, let's say, with a corpse, and he ate something that was holy, right? The piece of meat from the altar, from the mizbeach, from one of the sacrifices. Right? That's not. You have to be in a state of purity to eat from that. So if you are tame, if you are impure and you eat kodesh, lashes. V'haba el hamikdash tame. If you enter the grounds of the temple in a state of impurity, lashes. V'ochel chaylev. If you eat the prohibited fats in each animal, there is chaylev and shuman. The shuman are the permitted fats. The chaylev are the prohibited fats. If you eat that which is prohibited, right? V'dam, or if you consume blood. V'nosar upigul v'tame. Or if you eat nosar is sacrificial meat that has, right, lasted beyond the parameters, the time parameters set for it in the Torah. That sometimes the Torah will give you that day or that day and that night. Right, the Torah tells you by when you must finish eating the sacrifice. Nosar literally means left over if it has gone past that. And you eat it, lashes. Upigul. Pigul is that the sacrifice is offered with, right, improper thoughts, meaning I thought when the Kohen is bringing the sacrifice that we're going to eat it beyond the time period in which we have. If that happens, right, that thought renders the sacrifice no good. If you then proceed to eat it, lashes. Vitame, or if you eat the holy, which is tame. Right, if it becomes tame and you eat it, lashes. V'hashochet u'ma'ale b'chutz. Right, if you have a sacrifice and you slaughter it and you offer it up outside of the temple, lashes. Right, the only place you can offer those sacrifices is in the temple. V'ha'ochel chametz b'pesach. If you eat chametz on Pesach, right, very bad. V'ha'ochel v'ha'osem melacha b'yom ha'kippurim. Right, if you eat or do prohibited work on Yom Kippur, you receive lashes. Right, so just one last thought, and that will, the Gemara actually will pick up on. Next week we'll learn that, I believe. End of tomorrow we will see it. Is that these are very serious transgressions. Eating on Yom Kippur, right, the relationships, sleeping with one sister, and that seems in the Torah to be beyond that you get more than lashes. And what the Mishnah is telling us, you do get lashes for that as well. But that, again, come back tomorrow. End of the Gemara tomorrow, we will see that indeed is the case. That concludes our learning for today. Please come back and join me tomorrow.